Hey, Brennan. Can you hear me? Okay, thanks. Good morning, this is Dr. Raj. Welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We're here to save you from yourself and better your lives. Jenny, you on?
I am on and ready. It's been too long, Dr. Raj. You can't keep a goddess waiting.
I know, especially a spiritual goddess. So here's the deal. The first topic is near and dear to all of us. You know, poor Ashley Graham. What, you know, I agree with Cheryl Teagues. I believe that Ashley's portrayal as a plus size on Sports Illustrated is giving us a bad message. And we should actually address all of this and correct this and sort out this whole aspect. As much as I do not like Cheryl Teagues, I've got a personal story I'll share with you on that. I think there's a median to what a woman should look like, and that is
right.
Healthy.
So just so you out there listening on CNN and all the entertainment, it's a big to-do that Cheryl Teagues, an ex-model, is quoted in saying that she thinks that Ashley Graham's appearance on the 2016 swimsuit issue is not good. That she is literally quoting in saying, I don't like that we're talking about full-figured women because it's glamorizing them, because your waist should be smaller than 35 inches. That's what Dr. Oz says, and I'm sticking to it. And so she has gotten a lot of you-know-what for saying that. But you're saying you actually agree with her. That's what you're saying.
I do agree with her. Here's the problem with Ashley. Ashley is a 15 out of 10. I mean, she is absolutely gorgeous. That she has the face of a goddess. So if you 100 extra pounds on that body, she's still going to look like a goddess. You know, that's a wrong portrayal. Suddenly say, Sports Illustrated suddenly said, hey, we've got our plus size model. I mean, seriously, you know, this is not absolutely true. Ashley could look good on any picture. And then we're saying they're utilizing this as an example. We are now conscious to the plus size models. I agree with Dr. Oz. I think there's a safe weight. That's why we created BMIs. And, you know, models, skinny models, that's not safe. They're anorexic. Their hormones are imbalanced. They're usually depressed. They have a lot of anxiety. I know a lot of models. I mean, I'm in Beverly Hills, Jenny. So, Raj,
it's a little confusing. So what you're saying is you don't believe in the past covers because they were anorexic and skinny looking, and you don't believe in this one because it's promoting unhealthy weight. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're actually going out and saying to all those out there, the indirect message is, hey, you can be big. It's good. Enjoy yourself. And don't worry about yourself. That's absolutely wrong. You're actually promoting obesity. Now, on one level, you're promoting anorexia. On a second level, you're promoting obesity. And you're putting this gorgeous face on it. I mean, if you put Ashley's face on a car, the car would...
Yeah, but I think that's stupid. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what her face looks like, okay? This is not the issue. The issue is...
Yeah, but that's what they're
extorting.
They're extorting her face.
The issue is that you've gone from one extreme to the next. You went from a size 90 to probably 100-pound woman to now, which was a size 0, to now a size 14. Right?
I think the optimal size... Sports Illustrated should have the size 5 to size 10s on her. And that's healthy weight.
Well, what's interesting is that the average American woman is 5 feet and 4 inches and weighs about 140 pounds. And that
5'8"?
Clothing, and listen to this, the average clothing size for a woman is 12 to 14. So... This model, Graham, is a size 16. So she's not in the average weight, right? She's a size 16, according to CNN's article on her. And it's saying that America, that most women are a size 12 to 14. The issue is that women have been getting bigger. And so our average size has gotten bigger. I mean, this is a crazy statistic. So check this out. So
That ain't good.
today, the average woman is five. Oh, this article says the average woman is 5'4" and has a waist of 34 to 35 inches and weighs between 140 and 150 pounds with a dress size of 12 through 14. 50 years ago, Dr. Lodge, 50 years ago, the average woman was 5'3" 4" with a waist 24 to 25 inches, and she weighed 120 pounds and wore a size 8. Over the last
Absolutely.
20 years, we have gotten fatter, and our average size has gotten fatter. So we are accepting an average weight that was not the 8
That's
20 years
exactly what I'm
ago.
saying, Goddess Princess Jenny. We're
Well, you need to
sensationalizing
do your research. I
obesity.
like fat, doctor. Why do you sometimes I feel like the doctor?
You like fat?
I like statistics. Statistics. We need statistics.
I like healthy weights. Now, Jenny, what are you? What size are you?
I, again, this is so funny. It depends on the clothes. So I can wear a size 2, 4, or 6, depending on the size
Okay.
of the clothes. And I weigh anywhere between 112 to 115.
Right.
But I wouldn't
So,
want to be bigger. I wouldn't want to be bigger than that. I feel like
and you're about 5'4", right?
I'm five. Yeah, I'm five. No, I'm 5'2". I'm 5'2".
Well, with
But
that hair, you're about
I'm
5'.
well, yeah, I got big hair. But I am smaller framed. I'm smaller framed. But listen, I was giving you a hard time, but I actually do agree with you. And I have mixed feelings about this as a woman. I'm so happy that they showed a fuller figured woman, but I do feel like that they went to the extreme. Like they could,
Okay, if
instead
they
of showing
showed a
size
fuller
16,
figure
they could have
woman that looked like Rosie
six.
O'Donnell, we would not have the same effect. We would have a level
Of
of
course.
disgust at that.
Well, yeah, but it's a Sports Illustrated. They're going to have a model. My thing is, why not show a woman who's a size 10, right? A size 8, a size 12. 8, 10, and 12 to
Oh,
me
I think
are.
that's super attractive.
That
People.
is a healthy size. Now,
Voluptuous. I think that's super attractive, and that's where women should be aiming for. Women
but
should
that
not be
is that healthy
anorexic.
average
Look at.
size, right?
Why would a woman want to look like a man and not have any weight on?
Okay, but we could totally go. Yeah, that's a whole thing. But Dr. Wise, as a doctor, would you tell me that if I was a size 16, would you say that I'm obese? Am I morbidly obese? What's the deal here?
Yeah, I would. I would tell you that, and I would tell you that right now, saying to you, things are ready to blow up inside of your body, and that's my fear. Diseases are pending to happen. You're setting yourself up for cancer, diabetes, heart disease, strokes, A, B, C, and D. Why do it? Put that effort and lose that weight, become healthy, and you'll live longer and you'll feel better.
So are you, so you're saying that this gorgeous model, Graham, is on a path of morbidly obese and potentially diabetic as a
A
size?
hundred percent, a
What is
thousand
morbidly
percent.
obese? Size 16, size 18? What?
Yes. If you include sizes, I mean, that's eight times the size of what you wear. Eight times.
So you're saying you don't like Cheryl Teagues and you have a funny story which you should tell us
Oh
because
yeah, Cheryl Teagues
you
is
don't
at a
really like her?
party. Yeah, no, she's an angry lady, and she was
She's
at
an
a
angry
I was
lady.
at a party with her, and she was at my table, and she took it upon herself to introduce her as not just Cheryl, but Cheryl Teagues to everyone. I'm the Cheryl Teagues, and seriously, you could tell she lives negativity, she lives anger, and part of it is she's trying to keep that weight she has. I know it, 'cause I watched her pick at what she ate, and there's a healthy weight you have to be. And she's a wrong role model or person to comment on Ashley. It should be me who's commenting on a healthy weight.
It should be you, that's right,
Yes.
as a man and a doctor. Okay, well, you heard it
Absolutely.
here first. So the lesson of this whole thing is let's represent healthy, good role models.
Right.
Not too
And then
skinny, not too big.
stay tuned for our next segment when we talk about picking your child's own sex. It's nuts. Morning. Welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We are here to save you from yourself and better your lives. We talked about number one, Ashley Graham, that gorgeous plus size model, and how she's on a road to destruction, especially if we put her up on a pedestal and say obesity is great. Jenny had a great point talking about how decades ago, that normal size of a woman has changed significantly, and I think we should address that and correct that appropriately. We also have a very interesting topic right now. I believe you should have the right to choose the sex of your baby. It's happening now. John Legend and his significant Miss Teagan, I forgot her first name. I'm not.
Chrissy Teigen, gorgeous.
Okay. Why do you have to correct me on that? Okay.
No, because I gotta put you on your game, Dr. Raj. That's why I'm here.
I was gonna say Miss Teagan. You know, I chose to have a girl through IVF. We are now in a phase where we can choose, and more people are going and choosing the sex of their child. I think you have the right to do that. You've got one life to live, and basically, if you want a girl or a boy, for whatever reasons, you should have that right. It's not common amongst all of us, but there's a small percentage who will have that, who have those absolute needs. What do you think, Jenny,
Well,
Goddess Queen?
I understand why people are upset. This technology is so radical and so new. It's like out of a sci-fi movie. In the future, we'll be able to, you know, determine the sex of our children so easily. Who knows? We may be interacting with aliens. God, we have no idea. I think, to be honest, no matter what you think about it, I think it doesn't matter. It's going to go this way. People are going to want to determine the sex of their baby, especially if they're paying, you know, all this money. It's already happening. Every year, organizations are softening the regulations around this. And I want to believe that people are not going to be gender biased. But one of the biggest issues is that it's going to hurt the baby. The research has shown that it doesn't. It is yet to show that it's not safe for the embryo. The main reason is that it could lead to gender bias, especially in Asian countries. Of course, that's a
Yes.
bit of a concern, but I would like to believe that we are moving toward a progressive way of thinking where women are just as valued as men.
Well, I'll tell
I don't
you
know.
a
What do you think
certain
about that?
sense. Here's a situation that's come about. Recently, been contacted through, you know, just a entity who contacted one of my colleagues and said, "Hey, listen, in China they lifted up that ban. You could only have one child for so long. Now it's two children. But most of these people are now entering, who only had one child, entering in their late 30s. So they're going through IVF. So they want to ensure that they have a boy, because a boy means A, B, C, and D." You're absolutely right on issues like that, where you have a strong preference. be it cultural towards a boy. Same with India too. You ask any Indian families, they'll want a boy because of this old-fashioned dowry, where, if you marry, if you and I got married, Jenny, your family
Yeah.
would have to owe me money to take you on. Isn't that
Yeah,
cool?
listen.
That's
I was
crazy.
gonna say there's definitely cultural gender bias in some of these countries, but is that few or far between, right? I personally, if I got IVF, I would not ask for the gender of the child because I want it to be natural. That would be my personal choice. I think this is the issue. It's just like abortion. I feel like it is about personal choice, and every parent has the right to be in charge of their fertility and their.
I agree too. I think you do have the right. You have the right to choose what you want, be in charge of your fertility, and in the same way, you have the right to eat what you want, drive what you want, hang out with who you want. I think we're coming to that level, and I don't think as long as we're not damaging the baby or the embryo in this direction or the mom, we're actually on the right track.
Well, in America, studies have shown that IVF, like, look, Christy and her husband, John Legend, chose to have a girl, not a boy. So in America, we're not seeing those gender biases actually being reflected on parents choosing boys over girls and vice versa. It would be interesting, and I don't think the research is out there, whether that's true in Asian countries. It'd be interesting to see if in those Asian countries, are the IVF, parents are choosing a lot. I mean, of course, they're choosing boys over girls. We know that, but just what the percentage is.
Oh, I think it's a lot higher. I mean, just in general. I mean, but I don't think that's again their preference. Their
Yeah,
preference.
but
I
check it
mean.
out. Like, here's the deal, right? Let's say most parents are getting boys in IVF. Well, guess what? They're going to have a shortage of women. And guess what? What happens then? That's going to cause all kinds of problems. The natural way life is and flows will correct it because they will realize, oh my God, we have no women. And actually, the women that are around will be like, hell yeah, I got all these men to choose from. And then the men will be like all upset, and they'll be like, no way, that's not cool. And then they'll swing the other way. It always seems to work out.
Oh
So.
yeah, and I—that's exactly what I think will happen. It'll be natural selection that changes, and you'll have like tons of guys in a place and no women, and then people start thinking there's no value of having a guy anymore. So
They won't like
that.
that, will they?
Oh God, no. No, they won't like that. It'll be, and it'll change too. So it's not really a determining factor, but this is one case that I have to agree with you. We're on that trend right now, and we can't
We
change it.
are. I know we're, yeah, exactly. So it's going in that direction whether we want to stop it or not. And it's about more having to do with the case of the parent. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Now, in general, so we agree on that one. We agree on choosing the sex of
We've
your
agreed on
baby.
two topics here. I can't believe it.
What
We've
the
agreed
what's
on having,
going on? What's in the
I
water
don't
today?
know.
Well,
I
talking about
haven't
the
seen you in a
water or
while.
the air, their
We
next
haven't been
topic's gonna
so in a
be
while.
very. Yeah, I'm not used to agreeing with you, but our next
I'm
topic's gonna
feeling
be your.
nice.
Huh?
I said I'm feeling nice today.
I know. You got to tell us about your Zika experience on your next topic.
Yes,
This
I
is
have a Zika
crazy.
story,
And
unfortunately.
remember, the appropriate wait, Ashley Graham is not a good portrayal of what a woman should look like. Stay tuned for our next topic. morning. Welcome to Dr. Rose and Jenny Moon Show. We're actually agreeing today. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. Jenny has a story today for you about the Zika virus. We talked about Ashley Graham and how her weight is unhealthy, as much as we're clapping to the fact that we're, you know, idolizing a plus size model. It's not a good example. We are gaining weight, our society is gaining weight, and it's going to lead on to ticking time bombs inside that are going to destroy our lives. We also talked about choosing the sex of your child. It's happening. You have that right, and you can't change that. Things are going to happen but the pendulum, I believe, is going to swing back in terms of people who are gender biased. So, Jenny, tell us about your experience with this crazy virus.
So
that
Zika, right? It's this virus that is all over the news. It's been all over the news. It is very scary for women who are trying to get pregnant and who are already pregnant. And I have to tell you, so I was supposed to go to Envision Festival. I think it's happening this week or the next week, and it's in Costa Rica, and I was going to go. I was going to go because my friends were like, you have to go. This is going to be your bachelorette party because I am getting married. And they were like, we'll pay for everything. It was hard for me to say no, right? I was going to go. I mentioned it to my parents. My parents freak out. My dad is sending me all this information about Zika. My mother is yelling at me, calling me stupid for going. She's like, Jenny, you're stupid. Why you go? You go. You don't go. You know. And then she is saying they are threatening to not pay for the wedding if I go. Okay? They're threatening not to pay for my wedding if I go to Costa Rica because they are so terrified because they know that I'm 40 years old and I want to have a baby and that we're trying to have a baby. They are so terrified that I'm going to contract the Zika virus. Now, Dr. Raj, I have to tell you, I went through a lot of different emotions. First, I was pissed. I was like, are you kidding me? Give me a break, right? Like, my parents are retired. I love them both so much. They do so much for me. But they watch a lot of TV and they watch a lot of news. And all over the news, just like, you know, the news and the media sensationalizes a lot of, you know, they make things really scary and dramatic. So I know that they have a lot of fear around this issue, okay? So at first I wanted to dismiss them. I wanted to be like, you guys are overreacting. You're totally projecting your fear onto me. But then when I really sat with it, Guess what I decided?
What did you decide? I'm curious.
Well, do you have a guess?
You decided not to go.
Oh, what? Ding, ding, ding. Yay, raw. You are on point. I did. I decided not to go, and here's why.
Because you're scared.
No, because I trust my parents. And believe it or not, I trust them, and I think that they're really intuitive, and the truth of it is since I am trying to have a baby, do I want to risk it? The CDC recommends that if you're trying to have a baby or you're pregnant, not to go traveling to these South American countries. So I had to take a step back and say to myself, as hard as it was, and say the responsible thing for me, the woman who's trying to have a baby, is not to go if I don't need to go to some 4-day festival with my friends and party it up. So not to go. And I'm glad. I'm really glad I made that decision because God forbid I went and anything happened. I would never, ever, like, I would be so hard to forgive myself. Then why take the risk? Why take the risk? So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think I made the right decision? Or do you think I would just succumb to the fear?
I think you made the right decision. I mean, there's so much unknown out there. When we know that there's an evil out there, especially in terms of a virus, and you're in that risk category, especially you're trying to have a baby, well, why even put at risk right now? Because it's not just you, it's the child that you're risking too. And let's face it, you know, at 40, you're healthy, you look great, but you want to mitigate any
You, what
negativity
you're about
around
to
you.
say is I'm at risk anyway. That's what you were about to say, and you're right.
No, I didn't.
I heard you didn't say it out loud, but I heard you, and it's true. I'm already at risk at 40 because I'm older woman trying to have a baby, even though it's more common than ever. So why take the extra
You
risk?
almost said an
This
old woman trying to have a baby. You didn't say
is, yeah,
older.
no, I
You
did.
paused and you said, I'm old woman trying to have a baby versus older.
I know I am an old, I am an older woman, and I am an older. Don't put words in my
was
mouth. Okay,
I was going to
so
correct you. You're older,
we
not
have to
old.
go over this. We have to go over the steps to prevent Zika, though. If you are traveling to any of these South American countries, or if you have a partner that comes back to the States, because some American women have gotten Zika because their partners have traveled and they have had unprotected sex. The virus can stay in your body up to a week in your blood, so don't have unprotected sex with your partner until after. I would play it safe and wait 12 days, honestly. The other thing is, if you have to travel, like so many people are going to Brazil for the Olympics, if you have to travel to one of these South American countries, there are a lot of things you can do to protect yourself from mosquito bites. Can you guess what they are, Dr. Raj?
Well, I don't know if you want to use repellent if you're trying to have a baby. I mean, I would say just have yourself covered up.
Have yourself covered up. You can use insect repellents. There are, stay indoors, stay in places with air conditionings, close your windows, have mosquito nets, have screens. There are a lot of things that you can do to protect yourself with mosquitoes. CDC is recommending that if you're pregnant, not to travel to these countries. Just heed all of these in mind. We're not trying to scare people, but we just want everyone to be safe. Nobody, I mean, it's scary. When it comes to children, it's scary.
Yeah, you know what? It is scary, but it's a new time and a new era. That's what people have to understand. So, why take those if you know that you are in that category that could be at risk? There's no reason to. For pride, no. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. No reason to
So
take a
tell me,
risk if you
how's the
have
baby
something.
been coming? Is it are you close?
Well, nothing's happened yet, but it's always fun to try. You know that.
Do you want a boy or a girl?
Right? I don't care. Because here's the other thing. If you have a girl, sometimes they act more like a boy. And if you have a boy, sometimes they act like a girl. So why not just trust the natural process? That's what I say.
Okay, yeah, but it would change you actually in terms of your relationship, how you would respond. I mean, reality is with a boy, I
You're not
mean,
going to treat him like a little girl, like you treat your little girl.
yeah, it's tough. I think I'd be much more of a disciplinarian. So, congratulations on the baby aspect, but you're making, I mean, like diseases. I mean, people around me, it's just crazy. The way that they're getting sick. Before people got sick, and they were back in about a week. Now people are going to emergency, healthy people. So my aspect is the diseases and the viruses that are coming out now are crazy. So why put yourself at any sort of risk in general? I mean, I'm seeing healthy people knocked down by normal viruses that 5 years ago they used to bounce back. Aren't you seeing that in New York or is it just LA?
People are bouncing back.
No, they're just going, they're being knocked down. They used to bounce back afterwards, but now even despite flu shots, they don't work anymore.
I haven't seen that, but I don't take the flu shot, and but seen, I'm not surprised for sure. I'm more concerned about this weather. It's so warm here, and I'm in Boston right now, and climate change. Man, oh man, scary to me. We're
That's
getting
all
immune
changed.
to vaccines, and our earth is getting warmer. Different
Well, I
topic for a different
mean,
day.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's all changing, but we know one thing. Ashley Graham, out there, I'm glad a plus size model made it on a Sports Illustrated. It's a bad example through and say eating and gaining weight is appropriate. And the second thing is, you have the right to choose your own baby. And the third thing is, Jenny made a good decision finally on not going to Costa Rica.
Please.
Stay tuned. You know what? I love this music. Good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We are here to save you from yourself and better your lives. Don't you love Eye of the Tiger, Jenny? You must love. Every man loves this song.
Oh, yes. I'm a little sick of it, though. I think we need a new song.
What are you going to put on? This is like, I'm sure your guy loves this song too.
Oh, I think it's a man thing. I think it's totally a man thing.
It's exempt of eggs. Now we talked about many different things, but we talked about Ashley Graham being unsafe in terms of her weight. We've talked about the Zika virus and how you made the right decision. Good for you. And how you
yes,
are
you need to
older
protect
and
yourself.
Not just old, but you're older, but not old. Remember that. Don't tag yourself. You look great. We talked about as well choosing the sex of your baby. This all relates to you. Actually, this is the Jenny show. We're talking about
right?
your weight. We're talking about choosing the sex of your baby and the Zika virus. This
is
basically. So we've got a caller on hold. Nancy. Hey,
hey,
Nancy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Wow. It's nice and warm there?
Big Apple.
It's warm there today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's really nice outside.
It's crazy warm, though. This scares me. But, Nancy, what's scaring you? What do you want to talk? What's your opinion?
Oh, my God. Okay, I am terrified because I've been listening in for the whole show, and you were talking earlier about parents being able to choose the gender of their own baby. That freaks me out. But also, I heard on the news last week, and also I was talking to a friend over lunch about it a few days ago, that doctors are saying now that you can actually, now that we have the whole like human genome. I forgot what it's called, but now that we know like genetics and everything, people can now choose not only the gender of their baby, but genetic traits as well. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, we can break it down to if it's not happening now, it will, you know, publicly, privately, it is happening. I mean, we can choose so much on DNA. I can know what medication you can take, what side effects you can have. Based on your DNA genomic testing. It's actually scary. We can know what you're susceptible to, but the good thing about it is you can mitigate your chances because there's two factors. For example, cancer. Two factors of getting cancer. There is genetic, number one, and then there's environmental. If you know you are at risk of getting this type of cancer, you can reduce the environmental factors that can accelerate this chance. And you can also be aware in terms of early being hypervigilant, early detection. So we're in a new phase right now. The first 150-year-old is supposed to enter into this earth in the next 15 years. Crazy.
I just think it's so scary that people can, like, reduce their... I mean, it's awesome, obviously, that people can reduce their risk for cancer and diabetes by choosing their children's... genetic traits, but at the same time, I think that's really dangerous because now it just seems like that's really, at least for now, within the next 50 years for now, it's just going to be for people who have a lot of money to do that. So it just kind of seems
right.
like the privilege just keep on getting more privileged. And
right.
there's really,
right.
there's no going
to,
there's not going
right
to be a race
point.
Anymore. There's no competition. There's like, you know, just terrifying.
And Nancy, you're bringing up an incredible point that is going to be a huge issue, I think, in decades to come. And they're going to have to pass laws and make it more readily available. And here's the other thing. Just like anything, I think that this kind of scientific technology will be more accessible for people. Think about like the iPhone, right? And remember when smartphones came out, only the rich could have them in the beginning, and now everyone can afford them, mostly. So I'm hoping that, like anything, it will be more accessible, and it'll because people will get pissed off. There'll be uprisings, right? Like, people will not be okay that the rich get to save themselves from cancer and have all these other privileges because they have the money to do so.
Right. No, people are
going to
be pissed.
Yeah, but it's also venturing into a completely new world right now. And in all fairness, I've dwelled with that right now in terms of stem cells. So, I mean, I'm just correlating this with my experience. Stem cells is a way to avoid surgery, regenerate your joints, but there's always that X factor. And realistically, now it's the rich, wealthy person's solution. The general skepticism out there is, will this cause me any harm? And we'll go through that through decades before it is accepted amongst all. But you're right, we're gonna create a dichotomy amongst the population. But haven't we already done that in terms of healthcare?
We have done it, of course, but I think this just takes it to a whole new extreme. And it just provides such a little margin for people to actually better their lives.
Do you believe that people should be able to be okay choosing the sex of their baby?
To do what?
Do you believe that people should be able to choose the sex of their baby?
No. Absolutely not. I think if it's a case of the baby's born with the, not, I don't want to use the word the ability, but if they have the option to choose between two genders, because that's the case of how the baby was born, then that's really something that the child, you know, they're going to figure it out within the first 5-6 years of their lives where they gravitate towards, and that should be their choice. It's kind of like, I just see it as, I don't know, it's just, I don't like the idea of playing with nature. I don't like the idea of choosing how that's going to all play out. It just freaks me out. It's just, I think these things should be left up to fate, and they should just be, they shouldn't be in our hands. No, I don't think so.
But what's happening, Nancy, is all the way around. I mean, even medical technology, we're keeping people alive. We are doing things that are challenging, quote unquote, nature. So, we're entering, I agree, it's scary, but we're entering into a new realm where I can control factors and you can control it. But thank you for your opinion and call. And, you know, stay tuned to next week. We've talked about Ashley Graham and her unhealthy weight in terms of being an example for Sports Illustrated. Jenny's awareness of the Zika virus is bad. Good on you. Good for you, Jenny. And about choosing your sex.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.